I'm a witch hitter.
Hello, that was all.
Awesome. Can I just say the drumming in that theme song is like amazing?
It's the most epic Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
It's like they got like some crazy progressive metal band to do like the intro to this.
It was intense, but she's now a witch hitter. Well, anyways, welcome to the New Dimension Comics presents the Toddcast. Today is October 17th.
It is October 17th.
It's going so fast.
I know, right?
So
close.
So welcome.
Being Christmas.
Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Did you find out anything about? I know that we shouldn't be talking about this on the podcast, but I'll talk about it anyways.
Sure.
Did you find anything about doing the like riff tracks for?
I have a thought. We can do it. It's going to be weird. We're going to have to probably check test a couple things, but okay. We can probably do it.
Because I think that if we watch it on like. A laptop and we tell the other people to sync it up to their movie because it's on Netflix,
right?
So you could and it's also public domain, so if you hear the stuff it shouldn't be a copyright issue.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
All right, cool. things are happening.
It's gonna be cool.
It's the only thing is because I was watching the movie and I was making fun of it, and it's one of my favorite movies. I'm like, we should probably just
I might have it on DVD.
So. I have it on DVD
too. Well, then that's even better.
Yeah, so all right.
Anyway,
things and stuff.
We're joined again this week by Ange, by the way.
Hello.
Ange. Hooray.
Yay.
I'll remember to use the microphone.
All right, so let's talk about some upcoming stiffs real quick. The 25th, we have the Comics and Collectibles show, which is awesome.
Yeah, down at Century 3 Mall.
Yep.
We'll be across the spot or across the shop.
Across the hall from the shop.
Yes. It's in the spot across the shop. Give me a minute. I haven't really talked.
It's fine. Me too. So, but yeah, it's going to be across the hall from the shop in the big space it was last year. Mm-hmm. Ken and I will both be there, so come say hi.
Yes. The guys from Xenoscope will be there. They'll be giving away a $500 gift certificate $500 of prizes. Of their stuff to the best Grimm Fairy Tales themed character.
Right.
And then we'll be giving away a $500 gift certificate for our shops for the best costume. Now, if you can win them both.
At the same time,
you are golden.
Because last year's winner was the Starfire.
No, she got second.
Oh, that's right.
Tall stilts, creepy
tall
dude.
Tall stilts dude with the skeleton attached to his back.
Yeah, the
he won. Yeah.
He won.
Yeah. Starfire took second.
Yeah. And then
I forget
Deathstroke took third.
Yeah.
And I felt bad because the dude had a sweet costume, but his mask, I think, broke the day that day. So he had to go run out and buy a Spider-Man kid's mask, and he painted half and half. Yeah, and he's like, this is totally not the right mask. He's like, was it cold, what's it called? Ceramic.
Yeah, like resin.
Resin mm-hmm. thing. And his cat broke it.
Yeah.
So
what a jerk. Third.
I don't know if he would have won second or first, even with a.
I don't know. Anyway, we'll it was a good time.
Yeah.
Come out, hang out. There's going to be vendors. There's going to be all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy some cool things. You can check out cool things. A lot of artists. Check out our Facebook page for it. Also, check out the website because we have everybody listed that's coming there as well under Comics and Collectibles Show tab. Click.
Cool.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, sorry. This coming weekend is Cons Game Day. Cons! So, if
what?
You play Magic...
I'm so confused for a minute.
If you play the Magics...
What the hell's Cons?
Cons! You can come and play some Magics at any of our stores this Saturday and possibly Sunday, depending on which store you go to. Let's see. Then, November 1st, we have the double feature. The Comic Books 101 Day.
Yes.
And NDC Games Day.
Yes.
Did you bring me my dice?
No.
Damn it! I really wanted to see them live.
Nope. You'll get them next week in transfer.
Okay.
I should have brought them, but I didn't.
It's cool.
But yeah, we got them in. They look cool. There's a picture floating around the Facebooks of all mm-hmm. the colors. You get green.
I do.
Which I think turned out one of the best.
Dude, when you sent that picture out on Facebook to the Super Secret NDC employees only section. I definitely was like, wow, we do have the coolest Sakandatas here.
Like, I like the
swirly
pink.
Green.
It's like, here, let me see if I can find the picture.
It's pretty sweet. It's like super green. And then Butler's is like butt brown.
It's silver and then brown. There's no reason to make more butt jokes.
But Elwood definitely has like a really sweet black and gold Steelery color.
That's Elwood's is black and gold. Cranberry's is pink and purple. Century 3's is purple and black.
Which looks good too.
Yeah, that's the my poor picture taking skills. Mills is green and black. And then Butler's silver and chocolate.
Silver chocolate.
Not brown. Okay. Not brown at all.
Silver chocolate.
But they also match the play mats that all the stores have.
Right. Which is awesome.
Roughly.
Roughly.
As close as I could get.
I think the green one looks best.
Boom.
The logo pops out on it.
It really does. I think it's because it's all the other ones are like a dark color, mm-hmm. and it's the only one that's like bright.
I'll tell you what. The black and gold one, it looks classy. It looks like if you're going to go out some fine dining and play... things.
It's almost like going to the casino and being like, how about I use my own dice?
Yeah. Look at these fancies. So
they're not weighted.
Not at all.
Not at all. But yeah, and also that day you can come in and check out all the collectible possibilities ever. You've ever had any questions about collecting, mm-hmm. come check it out.
And we'll have special coupons to do things for if you come to Comic Fest on the 25th.
At Boom, any of the shops. Wearing the shirt today.
Comic Fest is something, yeah, we didn't talk about that, but all of the NDC shops will be handing out a very limited supply of Comic Fest comics. There's going to be Secret Wars 1 reprint.
Long Halloween one.
Long Halloween, Scooby-Doo team up, Afterlife with Archie. There's another.
There's a whole bunch of like little minis from like guys too, which is cool. I can't remember because Ryan and I just looked through them the other day, and someone should have stamped them yesterday.
So the 25th, all day, come in, grab a free comic, and then you get a coupon for something special for November 1st, which is. Our comic books, comic book 101 day as right. well. But yeah, if you have questions, where to start, what trade goes into what, and what covers whatever, we'll have staff and be ready to help you out as
true
as we can.
Then on November 22nd, we have the Star City Magic Gathering Invitational Qualifier here at the Mills. Mm-hmm. It's going to be huge. It's going to be huge. Like, it's just going to be a lot of fun.
When's your trick or treat?
The store? Thursday before 30th. Halloween, so the 30th.
So
it's like the 20th, 29th, and 30th.
Yeah.
It's Butler Century 3.
Yeah, it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 28th, 29th, 30th, and it's all 6 to 8. So if you have any kids and you're close to any of those shops, too, stop by for.
Yeah. So, then other than that, we just have the Blackest Friday. And I just posted some really sweet gaming events that I'm going to be doing. So.
Yeah, we're going to start doing some stuff, too. Usually going to be doing the same sales, but all the stores are going to be open early. I know Cranberry will be open at 6, and then I think the mall stores are going to be open again at midnight, probably earlier. So we'll have gaming events overnight and other things going on too. So have to keep an eye on the website and check it out.
It's been hella easy to update the website now, by the way. I love it.
Imagine that.
I do like the little new release tab.
We will.
That's helpful.
Go over that later. In fact, I'm going to go click just so I have it up and ready to roll later. All right, so let's talk some comics real quick. Who wants to go first?
Why don't you go first since your book had to do with the opening.
Okay.
Theme. Oh, look at
that. I will. I'm going to talk about The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
I want to flip through it while you're talking
about it. This book is by Roberto Aguirre Sacasa and Robert Hack.
Way to butcher that.
Can I just say the art in this book is just absolutely phenomenal?
It's got a great horror vibe to it.
Definitely.
Yeah. And it's really well done. Like, it goes from everything from... It starts with, like, her birth and how she had to be given to the Coven of Witches and how her dad's a warlock and she's a half-breed. All the way up to, like, where she starts high school. And she starts high school in, like, the... neighboring town to Riverdale. That's how she ends up knowing the Archies. but it's kind of cool. Like, it goes through, it gives you basically the history of Sabrina up to the point where she goes into high school. Like, how she gets Salem, her cat. The thing they forgot to mention was that the guy who transformed into the cat was dating one of his aunts.
One of her aunts.
And aunts. Whatever. And, whatever. Tomato, tomato. And then got turned into a cat and became her familiar. The cool thing that I had never seen in here, though, was about her cousin who had shown up. And his familiars are these snakes, these two cobras. They're pretty cool. But, like, this is just a good read. Everything about it was solid. It flowed well. It gave you a great history. And it hinted at the Archies. Because it's like Betty and Veronica summon a succubus.
Interesting.
And the succubus ends up being the girl that was supposed to marry Sabrina's dad.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So it's all kinds of crazy. And then I think the other cool thing is they reprinted, and they said they're going to do this every single issue, different old Sabrina the Teenage Witch comics from back in the day. So this one had the first appearance ever of Sabrina reprinted, and it was really cool to like look at the difference in art from then to now. And then I had some really cool sketch galleries. I know that one was awesome. And there's one where she's wearing this one where she's wearing the Archie's t-shirt. That's awesome. This book is just filled with cool. If you don't know who Sabrina is, it's a really easy way to get into it. If you know the Archieverse at all, then you already know who she is. But it's pretty sweet. It's straight, same vibe as Afterlife with Archie kind of deal. So if you like that book, you should love this one. And that's pretty much Sabrina. I give it a 5. 5 Todds out of 5.
5 Todds.
Cool. Do you want to go next?
I'll go next. All right, awesome. One of my picks is actually one of the books for Ladies Comic Night this week. It's called Witches. It's by Scott Snyder. The art is by just some guy named Jock. It actually doesn't say his.
Oh yeah,
first
he
name.
Did. He did some action. He did an Action Comics cover with Joker on it.
Okay.
A couple of months ago, about 2 months ago. He's got an interesting style. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I definitely like the style. It definitely kind of fits like kind of like creepy horror-ish. The first couple pages is just, I'm assuming, just a flashback to something that's going to happen. It's just this woman crawling through this tree. She's obviously getting attacked by something, and she's calling for her son's help, and he's like, she says something about she's been pledged, and he whacks her across the face with a rock, and she's like, he's like, if you've been pledged, then you've been pledged. And you just see these like creepy gnarled hands like rip her through the tree, and that kind of ends that.
Oh wow.
So the whole rest of the book is just this young girl named Sale. Her and her parents just moved. I figured out later it was in New Hampshire because they did a Live Free or Die reference. So I'm like, okay, they live in New Hampshire. I guess something happened in her past high school where she was bullied by this girl, like to the point of like she was going to, this girl who was bullying her like had a gun to her face, and she wanted to do kind of her to do all these like obscene things. And she's like crying and screaming. She's like, I don't want to do it. And then she's in the woods when this happens, and like something comes out of the tree in the woods and just like kills this
girl. Absorbs this girl.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah. And so she's kind of like haunted by that, and it's just very interesting.
Can I just say how much I loved the deer screaming in the middle of the book?
Yeah. Like,
is this like all of a sudden it's in this office? And then
when
it's
she's
like,
at school and the kids are like, did you kill that girl at your old school? There's this deer in her parents' house. And he just all of a sudden like screeches and like throws up its liver, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Or its entrails or
something.
And then on like the last panel, you see this dude and he's talking about pledging, and he's just sitting in the woods looking at their house.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this book.
I'll probably definitely keep reading that one. Pretty creepy.
Yeah. Scott Snyder in the back talks about how he how he grew up in like somewhere in Pennsylvania.
I didn't read this part.
Yeah. But I think it's like over near like Harrisburg, Philly is where he grew up, because mm-hmm. He mostly lives in like New York. So.
And the next issue, like the cover is like this eyeball coming out of a chick's neck.
Which is awesome.
Which is pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
I like creepy stuff.
I got to check that one out.
Yeah, it's definitely good.
What do you got, Ken?
I got an itchy eyeball.
Itchy eyeball.
About talking about
I don't remember that book coming out.
All right, I'll go first with Rocket Raccoon, dun, dun, number dun. 4. No, I've never read this book, but I didn't have anything else to pick. So so I decided
to pick Sabrina again.
Yeah, right. And Team Dog was 2 weeks ago. Oh, nuts.
You missed your window, Ken.
I did. I totally missed my Teen Dog window. I have to talk about number 3. So I picked it up and read it, and it was surprisingly easy to know what was happening in the last 3 issues by reading this book, which was nice. Groot was held captive. Yep, I am Groot. He was all wrapped up in, looks like tentacles or...
metal tentacles.
Yeah. And you're finding out, like, Rockets is trying to figure out where he's from and who, you know... There's another raccoon, like, holding everyone hostage, and Rocket has all these hired guns to help him out with this, but the other raccoon pays them better, so they leave.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the two of them talking, and all of a sudden he takes off his raccoon costume, and it's Black Jack O'Hare. Dun, dun, dun. I don't know who that is, but apparently he is from an old I think he's from the miniseries that they did. So they have an epic fight, and then all these girls show up, and they start fighting the girls because it's the bounty that Black Jack O'Hare was supposed to receive, but Rocket screwed him out of it at one point in time.
Oh, neat.
So they start fighting, and they fight. Rocket gets away. He wins the bounty, I think. Destroys Black Jack O'Hare, and then they catches back up with the Guardians. He goes to sleep, and then he realizes he's sad because he realizes he doesn't really have a family. He doesn't have any kind of lineage history, and that's like the whole thing he was trying to find out. Until you look at the last page, and there's a female Rocket with an eye patch.
What? It's awesome. Can I just say how much I love the Deadpool variant for that book?
Oh, which one was it?
That was the one where it's Groot, and he's saying like whatever his first appearance is like, "I am Groot." The blah 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 blah.
Oh, is it the one from the
whatever the Tales of Suspense he was in?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's saying that, and then there's this Deadpool on the side going, "When did you get so chatty?" I was like, "That's hilarious." All right, so my next book, Punks the Comic, number 1.
Oh, I thought it looked like an X. Comics.
Comics.
I had this. I was going to read this yesterday, and then I didn't.
All right. So apparently, like, Punk's comics were a thing back in the day. Like, if no one knew that.
Like an underground print?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Stuff?
Yeah. And this is, by the way, by Fialkoff and Chamberlain. So wouldn't you know that a dude from Pittsburgh would do something screwed up like this?
Wilt Chamberlain's from Pittsburgh?
Right? So the Punks are a dude with a dog head, who's just called Dog, a dude with a skull head, they call Skull, Abe Lincoln, who they call Abe, and then Fist, who has a fist for a head and can't speak, but so to speak, he holds up signs that say what he wants to say. And this is the... Okay, so it starts off by, like, Dog being like, "Hey, guys, guess what?" Skull's like, "Okay, you can tell me 5 words, or then I punch you in the balls." And Abe Lincoln's like, "Now, Skulls, let's be circumspect about this. 10 words." He's like, "All right, fine." And the dog goes, "Okay, so I met a girl. Ha, I did it in only 4. And then Skull punches him in the balls and goes, "That was 12. And then Dog goes on to explain that because he's wearing Wonder Pants, it can't hurt his balls. And then there's a random Wonder Pants commercial. So then the girl comes over and she has a lizard head. But because Skull punched him so hard, he's now like stuck in between the 2 levels. So his head's up top and like the Wonder Pants down are on the bottom. And they're all trying to like hook up with the girl. And he's just kind of stuck up top, and there's this can of Krylon, and all of a sudden gnomes start walking around. So he kills a gnome with the can of Krylon, and then another gnome comes over and is like, "Hey, have you seen Larry?" He's like, "Who's Larry? I've never met a Larry." And he's like, "Oh, is that a trail of gnome blood? No, I'm just having my period."
Oh, jeez.
"Through your skin while stuck in a floorboard and filled with gnome blood." He's like, "Yeah." It's like, "All right, then. I'll see you later." Then he kills that gnome. And then a whole bunch of other gnomes come to beat his ass. They then rip off the top half of him, and the top half of him crawls finally back down, to only then find out that the bottom half of him married the girl.
Oh,
So he's happy though about this, and Abe Lincoln's like, dog, what do you do? He's like, don't you see? Part of me is going to be touched by a lady, finally.
I'm glad I didn't read this book. This seems like it's very business.
Interesting. And then there's like this weird card game that you can put in there. There's an activities page, and then there's a thing where they're all like a short where they're all just really depressed, and then Skull throws a fireball at Dog and lights him on fire, and then Abe Lincoln tells everybody about how he's Abe Lincoln, and then they do a reprint of an old Punk's comic.
Okay.
Which is in the same style, just a little more gritty because it probably was done back in the day. And everybody looks a little bit weirder. I think my favorite part of this whole book is that Abe Lincoln has a $5 bill five on his t-shirt, like in every single scene. But it was really kind of interesting. If you've ever read the originals, you'll probably love this. Like Dog's head as a
piggy bank.
It's pretty nuts. It's a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. I was like, I don't know what's going on here, but this is pretty cool.
Sounds
kind of
messed up.
Yeah, it is. So
too wonky for
I'm curious life. To see what... I'm probably going to continue reading it. It was really good.
Not as crazy as the Itty Bitty Bunnies.
Probably just as weird, but not as far-fetched.
Okay.
Yeah, Itty Bitty Bunnies is definitely a whole new ballgame, and I love it.
I'm glad I read it. It was just like, wow.
Right?
Okay, my next book is called The October Faction. The cover is kind of like Addams Family-esque. The quote on the cover is... It's written by Steve Niles, and then Damian Worm is the artist.
Steve Niles.
We've met him.
The quote on the front is, "Sometimes crazy is the glue that binds a family together." And if you look at the cover, it's definitely like Addams Family.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like,
it kind of sounds like something that would be on like American Horror Story.
It does. Yeah, it does, definitely. So the dad's a retired monster hunter. It says the mom's a thrill killer, the son's a warlock, and the daughter's a witch. So pretty much...
Freaking awesome.
Yeah. This just starts out, and the son is in like some herbalist store. He sees his mom getting to the car with some dude who's not his dad, and he's just like, I don't care. He walks into some guy from high school who's just like giving him crap, and he's like, you know, we haven't been in high school forever, but remember how you killed all your friends in that car accident? He's like, I didn't kill them. He's like, yeah, because you were drunk driving. And guess what? All their souls are like totally attached to you, and they hate you forever. Well, I mean, that's
this is awesome. What he says, so it is like American Horror Story.
Yeah. And then, so you get a little blip with the son. The next part is the father's actually like a college professor teaching a monster class, and everyone like thinks he's crazy, but he's obviously taking this very serious,
right?
Because he knows they're all real, because he's hunted them. He
this
runs
is the Frankensteins,
right? Well, yes. It's really cool because like on the chalkboard on like the first panel of him, it's like every monster and from every mythology like written on the board.
That's awesome.
It is pretty neat. And so he runs into one of his associates, and he's like, oh, yeah, so your wife's totally boning some other guy. He's like, I know, we've been parted for a while, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, well, he's like, that's not the weird part. He's like, this guy gave her this key. I don't know what it's to, but I saw them, like, do a sleight of hand, and she definitely has this key to something. Mm. So they're kind of, like, reminiscing for a while about their hunter pasts and all that stuff. The daughter is walking home from school. So the next blip is like the daughter. She's walking home from school, and all the popular girls are teasing her because she's just kind of creepy and a witch. But then she just like, when she looks at them, I'm assuming she sees like what they'll be look like in the future. So they're all like obviously not looking too great. Like,
yeah, fat one kind of looks like a Joker.
This one kind of does.
Like a Joker clown thing.
So she comes home. And her brother finds her brother in his room doing this experiment, and he, like, summons something. I'm not quite sure what it is, but there's, like, this huge magic circle that's, like, steaming from whatever he summoned, and he opens the closet, and there's just, like, this really nasty creature, kind of like Banshee or something he summoned.
Interesting.
So that's the blip with the two kids. And then at the very last couple pages, the wife has the key, and she is uncovering something. It's kind of like, looks like a mummy, but it looks kind of like mechanical. And I don't know. So she's trying to wake that up. So
Robo-mummy.
Something. I don't know, but it was kind of really creepy. I really like the art because it is kind of like goth macabre, again, with like the witches. But yeah, it was pretty awesome. I like creepy stuff.
Very Steve Niles sounding.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds a lot.
Right up his alley. Yep.
Fiona Nally, it would be up it. All right, so my book is Batgirl 35. This is from Stuart Fletcher, Tar, and Wicks. This is like the kickoff to the new costume, new artist, new writer. I think the... No more Gail Simone. Wah, wah, wah.
I'm no sad comment. About it.
I know John's not.
I don't read DC, so this is like... I've never read a lot of Gail Simone stuff, so... I don't have an opinion either way. So here's the nutshell of it. It's probably, if you've ever wanted to read Batgirl but wanted a place to jump on, this is a perfect point. They've kind of retconned a little bit. She seems younger than she has in the past.
Yeah. She seems like just out of college or in master's program.
She's like early to mid-20s. She's getting drunk. She made out with some dude that she doesn't remember because she was drunk.
Which is totally like kind of out of character, I think. For,
which is
for Barbara.
She's living with two other girls. The story I don't want to ruin too much because there's a lot going on and it's a lot of setting stuff up. And I like that she's using this to explain her detective powers. They don't really say that she figured stuff out. They do a very what's that movie called? Da Vinci Code, where things are hazy and mm-hmm. she's figuring it out and it's showing them the her detective work while she talks about it. So there's a lot of her doing detective work and also being broke and being young and drinking. And she makes a new suit. She's apparently on some kind of Tinder joke rip off. Yeah, I was like, that's funny. And she makes her new costume, which I think is cool. I like the leather and the detachable,
like the button down cape.
It's got a cool look to it.
And you won't die from capes.
Yeah. Nothing gets sucked in. It'll just rip off. So I like the look, and I think it works well, too, if you're supposed to be out at night. It's like purples and blacks. It's very dark.
Yeah, except for the yellow.
Just don't look at her feet or her belt.
Or the inside of the cape.
Or the inside of the cape.
Well, and the cape's not exactly long enough or looks like it's going to wrap around her at all this
time.
It's
totally
going to
wrap around her. It's going to stretch.
Stretchable fabric.
Yeah, totally stretchable fabric. There's looking for people, blah, blah, blah. It's good. I liked it.
And that
says a lot because I don't really like DC stuff.
I think you liked it the most because of the art, because it's very, very like Scott Pilgrim style, Brian Lee O'Malley vibe. Yeah, I was reading it, that's the first thing I thought of was, I'm going to let Ken know that this is Brian Lee O'Malley style looking so that he reads it.
That's the first thing I said. I'm like, it's like Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah. I like it. I think the flow is good. I thought it was a really good volley. We'll see how the second issue of that team comes out. But I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun.
I like Stuart's artwork. I follow him on Instagram. See his sketches and stuff.
I thought it had like the same vibe as like when Stephanie Brown was Batgirl. Mm-hmm. But it was weird because now it's like that Stephanie Brown vibe, who was that age...
She was the
with
blonde,
Barbara,
right?
Though. Yeah. So it's
I've only read Barbara Gordon Batgirl. I've never read any other Batgirl.
The Stephanie Brown Batgirl was awesome.
My experience with DC and Batgirl is very minimum.
Fair enough. All right. Let's talk about some books that came out this week. If you haven't already hit your local LCS, which that makes it an LLCS. But anyway. Action Philosopher's hardcover came out this week. Alice Cooper number 2 and Bonnie number 3, Army of Darkness Hitch 2, Avengers X-Men Axis 2, Avengers World 14, Batman and Robin 35, Batman Eternal 28, Superman Batman 15, Batwoman 35, which says, who are the unknowns? So she's getting her own outsiders.
Who?
Batwoman is getting her own outsiders. They're called the unknowns. And you already know who they are if you've read the Future's End one, because they're all in there, and it's pretty cool. I kind of like that team. Daredevil 9. Let's see. Oh, the Heroclix War of Light Lantern alternate lantern packs came out.
They did. They should. Did you do your War of Light event yet?
It's tomorrow night.
Saturday. Okay. Yeah, I don't expect any store will have them past their War of Light event.
Right.
They're pretty good.
The 12th Doctor number 1 comes out. Deadpool Art of War number 1. Edge of Spider-Verse 5 written by Gerard Way.
It was really good.
Really? Yeah. I haven't read it yet. Evil Within 1, Fantastic Four 11, Flash Gordon 16, all the Valiant Dollar books came out, which is actually kind of cool. If you ever wanted to get into Valiant, now's your time. Hulk 7, Justice League 35, Lumberjanes 7, that's Magneto awesome. 11, Mice Templar Legend 14, Miss Marvel 9, and also the Miss Marvel trade paperback volume 1 came out. Original Sin Annual 1, which doesn't make any sense to me, but whatever.
Eight issues and they get
right. Prometheus annual. Fire and Stone 2. Red Hood and the Outlaws 35. Red Sonja Black Tower 2. Sixth Gun Day of the Dead 3. Skylanders number 1. So if you have kids, you want to check out a new book form. Sleepy Hollow number 1 as well. Spider-Man 2099 5. Steve Universe 3. Storm 4, which is a Death of Wolverine tie-in. Strain Knight Eternal 3. Supergirl 35. Teen Titans 3. Teen Titans Go 6. Devilers 4. A lot of pint glasses. Trinity of Sin number 1. Uncanny X-Men 27. Unity 0. Uncle Grandpa number 1.
Uncle Grandpa.
Uncle Grandpa. Wild's End number 2. Witchblade Case Files 1. Witchfinder Mysteries of Unland 5. Wolverine the X-Men number 10. WWE Superstars 9. And X-Men War Dollar. And then also Death of Wolverine 4, I believe, is in there somewhere, and I missed it.
Yeah.
So, but I read it, and...
Does he actually die in that one?
We'll talk about it next week, okay. But...
Yeah, it's...
I'm still conflicted about it. I'm going to read it again before next week so that we can talk about it.
That's like 12 pages in the book. There's nothing to read.
Yeah. But anyway.
He's dead.
He's dead.
He doesn't know how he feels about it.
He dead.
He's dead-ish.
Well.
He's dead-ish.
He's dead.
Too bad he won't stay dead.
Yeah, he'll be back in like a year and a half. Yeah. Or when we talk about all this New York Comic Con stuff, about 1,000 ways he could possibly come back.
Right. So. Which we can do now. So go ahead.
Do you know, you don't want to do the rundown for next week?
That was the rundown for next week.
I just zoned out. I know I heard it, but I didn't realize.
You were looking at stuff on the
Yeah,
computer.
I was doing things with stuff. All right, so what do you want to do first, DC or Marvel?
Doesn't matter.
Let's do Marvel because that's
we got a half hour. We're only a half hour in, so we can do whatever.
Oh, get ready to hear us complain for.
This is gonna be awesome.
Well, I wouldn't say we'll get the complaining out of the way first. So let me see here. So. It wasn't really at New York Comic Con, but DC announced that they have their lineup for the next, was that 5 years of DC movies coming
out?
Yeah,
because it's like up to almost 2020,
it's
right?
2020, yeah.
So
when was the last time they had a movie? Was that the horrible Green Lantern movie their
no,
last
No, the Man of Steel movie.
Yeah, Man of Steel. Okay, yeah. So, let's...
It wasn't a horrible Green Lantern movie. It was just pretty bad.
I watched it for the first time, I think, like a year and a half ago. I'm like, no.
If you don't watch the parts with Parallax, it's a really good movie.
It should have totally been that. We can get into
anyway,
all that.
Anyway, whatever.
So we'll talk about. So first, it's going to be 2016 is Man of Steel or Superman versus Batman. Batman versus Superman, whatever they're calling it.
Batfleck.
So Batman versus Superman: Dawn of Justice. So this is supposed to be, I think, their kickoff to their universe.
Mm-hmm.
So that comes out March 25th, 3 days before my birthday. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. And so that's 2016. And then August 5th, Suicide Squad. So what possible Suicide Squad do you think that they could have in it? What would you like to see in it?
If they did, I hope they would do... If they're smart, they will do like the one with Deathstroke, Harley Quinn...
Yeah.
Like that lineup.
They're not gonna,
yeah.
They're
that
not
one.
Gonna not do the one
Black
with
Manta.
Harley Quinn,
yeah, Harley Quinn's totally gonna be in this movie.
Right.
If they don't do if they don't put Harley Quinn in this movie, they're dumb.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
They're very dumb.
Well, I heard that they're trying to get what's his name? The guy that played Bane in the last Batman movie.
Tom Hardy?
Yeah.
That's weird since they're not keeping the same Batman.
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
Which could be, well, that Bane's dead, isn't he? He's dead.
I thought they killed that Bane, yeah.
Yeah, I thought so, too. So it could be someone new. I mean, that's whatever. But,
right.
So there's Suicide Squad. I don't care. I don't know enough about Suicide Squad to have an honest
opinion. I think I read, like, 2 issues of it when they did the new 52, and that
but didn't
was
Gail
all.
Simone write this book?
Yeah, she wrote Susan. Oh, look at that. A Gail Simone book you didn't like, Ash. Man.
Whatever. All right, there's one.
All right, so 2017 is Wonder Woman on June 23rd, then November 17th, Justice League. So clearly we're not going to get the Justice League itself in the Dawn of Justice, so it's probably everyone coming together.
So. Even though they're gonna have got it as Wonder Woman in that. They've already said that.
She's gonna be as Wonder Woman.
So I wonder if she's gonna like show up at the end.
I think
and
so.
And then that's gonna be like the setup.
This isn't an order on here. I didn't see the
Yeah. I'm actually interested to see the Wonder Woman one.
Because they're going with the new 52 origin.
I don't know.
Cool. Yeah.
That's a great question.
No, they announced it. They said that's the origin cool. they're going with.
Oh, so that's like she's...
She's going to be...
She's Zeus's bastard child.
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, and she's pretty much the new God of War because Ares is whatever. I don't know. I don't really remember.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah.
But...
If you haven't read that series, by the way, it's very,
very
good.
It is really good. I need to...
So. And if you want to if you want to read it before the movie comes out, you got a couple years. But hey, it's really good. Yeah.
So I don't have a problem with that. And I think that if they do it right, the Batman Superman Dawn of Justice should have Superman and Batman together, and Batman should already have the Justice League together. So at the very end, it's Batman introducing Superman to Aquaman, Wonder Woman, Flash, because they signed a Flash kid that's not the kid from the movie.
Yeah, they said they're keeping the cinematic universe
Which
and the
is so
TV
dumb.
Universe.
It's so separate. Dumb.
It is dumb.
But I'll get into that when we talk about 2018. So they're going to all show up, and I think there's going to be some reason that leads into the Justice League movie, maybe at the end. I think it should be Doomsday. I think Doomsday lands, and then they have, you know, Justice League versus Doomsday fight for
Yeah,
Justice
they can't
League.
Really do, like, Darkseid, because that would be really huge.
Not yet. I mean,
maybe that's for the second one.
Yeah,
maybe
because that's coming
maybe
up.
The Suicide Squad Three ends up later. Becoming like flipping and going bad. Like maybe at the end of the movie, they realize how to turn off their stuff that blows them up.
Whatever. So 2018. This is possibly could be the worst year for. I think that 2018 sums up if they can make any more movies. It's The Flash and Aquaman. So by that time, you could possibly have 3 to 4 seasons of a Flash television show and then try to retell what everybody's already hooked into a television show into a movie with a completely different kid that looks he's got like long hair. He looks weird.
Yeah.
I don't like the look
of him. Totally different guy.
Yeah. And then Aquaman, who's okay, if anyone disagrees with me, that's fine. Aquaman is a lame character, and the guy that they have playing him does not look anything like Aquaman. The Jason Momoa guy, it's actually the Dothraki dude from Game of Thrones, is a giant, you know, dark-haired. He's got very, you know, dark skin. He's just like, he does not look like Aquaman to me.
Well, you know what it'll look like is, like, Chris Evans in the first Thor. He, like, I don't think he looked, like, super great because, like, he obviously, like, his hair was all, like, messed up and everything. So, I mean, it might just turn out, like... Maybe he just looks awful, but it's a good movie. Because like Thor,
like he ends up playing the part well.
Right.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I think he would have been better cast as like Shazam or not Shazam, Black Adam. Had they not already booked
think
the Rock
Momoa
for it.
Should have been Black Adam, and Rock should be Jon Stewart, which will go into my rant for later on. So yeah, so we have that to look forward to in 2018, and that's going to be make or break, I think, because that's going to be a year. If they have two bombs in a row in a year,
oh yeah,
like then to follow it up in 2019, April 5th is Shazam,
yeah,
and you know, okay, so you're gonna have The Rock in it, which The Rock does well in movies, so
yeah, that'll bring people to see it anyway,
and then
especially to see him play a villain for once,
which would be good.
Mm.
They need to have him break a lot of necks. I feel like when I think of Black Adam, he just flies around and like snaps necks and then flies away. So that's what he's got to do. Just snap a lot of
Funny,
necks.
Funny, he did that
break
in an issue of Future's End, like 2 issues ago. He totally just snapped the dude's neck and run off.
There's never been a book where I think where Black Adam hasn't flown by and snapped someone's neck and just kept flying. And it's like his shtick. And he's got all these powers. He just punched through their head. He's like, no, I just want to twist. I want to twist their heads for clean.
Well, it's
off.
Like Superman killing Zod. Just... There it is.
Maybe that's the whole point of the movie. Maybe he gets mad that he's like, that's my patented trick. You stole my finishing move. And then he rock bottoms Superman through the earth.
That'd be awesome.
So there's Shazam, August 5th. June 14th is Justice League Dose.
Awesome.
I don't even know what's even. Yeah. And then 2020. hold on to your shorts because it's going to be Cyborg April 3rd and June 19th, Green Lantern.
Do people actually like Cyborg enough to warrant a movie?
I honestly think that they have to, they are pushing Cyborg because he fits a race card that DC likes.
I agree.
He's African American and he's got the same thing like Tony Stark, so he's like a black Iron Man. He's basically
kind of yeah.
And I think that's why DC wants to push him. Mm. And I don't think the
in
character
in 5 years.
Yeah, in five. Yeah. I don't think he's a particularly great character, but I also, I never read Teen Titans. I'm already have like a bad taste in my mouth with anything DC. So if it's good, it's got to be really good.
Also, it'll hit that like teenage crowd because he's supposed to be like a teenager when everything bad happens to him. So we'll see though, because they may change it to where he's like in his early 20s. Because then they don't want like little kids thinking they can go out, get hurt, and become like a cyborg and
It's gonna be tough because Shazam's gonna be in the point of view of a child too.
Oh yeah,
because Billy Batson's a kid and turns into Shazam.
Yep,
which is gonna be weird. How do you find
two guys that look similar?
Yeah, like in different stages of.
Maybe they'll just have a father and son duo,
or CGI the kid, or CGI the adult
as a kid.
As a kid. They kind of
like with, they did in Captain America.
Yeah, Chris Evans' face on a really skinny dude.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
So, Cyborg, whatever, that's fine. The Green Lantern movie, they need to do it without, what's his face?
Hal Jordan.
Oh, okay. Or
I would say Ryan Reynolds.
Well, so I agree, but here's how I would do it. You still have Ryan Reynolds as Hal Jordan, but have him on Oa. And that this Green Lantern movie is all about Jon Stewart.
Honestly, I don't know.
Or Kyle Rayner.
I was going to say, like, as much as I don't like Kyle Rayner, but I like him a lot more now in the New 52 than I did back then. Although I do like Ron Mars' stuff, don't get me wrong. I think the two most popular Green Lanterns are Hal and Kyle. So if you're going to go with another one, you got to go with Kyle. Now the question becomes, if they go with Kyle, do they do Girlfriends in the Fridge?
They got to. That's a, they totally
like they have
to,
I think, at that point. Maybe what they'll do is Hal. Maybe what they'll do is Ryan Reynolds, Hal, comes back as Parallax, kills the rest of the core, and Kyle's the only one left like they did in the books.
Oh.
You know?
I would be all right with that. Or I would be fine with it being Kyle and Hal fight the Sinestro Corps to
show
that the teaser at the end of Green Lantern, it's going to be like 5 years ahead of time.
But you know what? Like that teaser made that movie worth a damn. That's the only thing really that made it good for me.
It was,
had that teaser not been in there, I would have totally been like, yeah, that was a big ball of poop. Mm-hmm. But I was like, oh, but it teased so well.
I think the best Green Lantern movie was, what's the one where he, First Flight, where he...
Oh, the animated.
Yeah.
That was really good.
They should have just took that and made it live action.
The Tales of the Core one was pretty good, too. If you've read the Tales of the Corps from, like...
Nope.
I think it was, like, around Blackest Night, they basically adapted all of those storylines.
Okay.
It was really cool, like, Kilowog watching him be a little poozer himself and why he calls everyone poozer. And stuff. So,
well, I think you need a movie. If you're going to expand on it, you can do a trilogy of Green Lantern movies, like as the.
What if they'll do Guy Gardner? That'd be cool. Then they could do a warrior movie.
No. So, the only other cool thing that I wanted to mention on here too that they announced was in 2017 there's going to be a Lego Batman movie, and it's probably going to be better than any Batman movie ever made. Because
it's going to be way more entertaining.
I actually enjoyed the Lego movie, and the Lego movie, too, is going to come out. They're making a Lego movie in 2016, 17, and 18.
I still need to watch the Lego movie.
I love
the
Lego
movie. I know everyone's
like,
everything is awesome. I'm like, okay.
I just liked how there's, when they go to, like, the Master Builders, there's everyone there except for any Marvel characters. And there's, like, even Star Wars characters that surprised and ruined it for you.
Right before it happened.
Yeah.
Well, it was before the property switch, so.
It was close. Oh, then they're doing the new Harry Potter movies. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Interesting.
It's
gonna be three movies, right?
Yeah, it's gonna be a trilogy, and they are gonna do it every other year, starting in 2016. But it's not gonna have Harry Potter in them. But it's gonna be
in that universe.
Yeah,
in that realm.
Yep.
Okay.
So, all right. So that's all for the DC stuff. So let's talk about Marvel. So Marvel recently has been announcing that they are going to be doing 2015 is the year of rehashed epic storylines, because so far, and today they announced it's going to be, they're going to do Armor Wars in 2015. They're going to do, yesterday announced Planet Hulk.
Yep.
They announced Civil War.
Yep. And Secret Wars.
Secret Wars and Years of Future Past.
Years of Future Past seems really cool, though, to me. I thought that was like kind of a cool thing.
So
especially to be in, they announced that on the day that X-Men Days of Future Past came out on DVD.
Which, sure, whatever.
which I bought and watched. It was still good the third time around.
So, thoughts of all these things happening next year?
Oh, wow, yeah. I'm like, 2015. I'm like, oh, wait, that's next year.
Yeah, that's...
All of that's happening
that's
next year.
All happening.
Let me see if I can find all the images.
So, if all they're doing... If they're going to do them in, like, little four to eight part chunks...
Like little, like minis.
Yeah, like four part chunks, because there's, what, 8 or 10 of them? Like, how many of them are there?
So, for right now, five.
Five. So, if they do 8 parts per each one, and they are weekly, that is almost the entire year.
So do you think this is Marvel's crisis event?
I do. What will really shock me is if they all come out at the same time.
That would
as
be
one giant thing that's happening. And they're all multiple universes. And yeah. Then all of that happens at one time to affect the 616 at the end to reboot the 616.
I think that's exactly what's going to happen.
So you're going to see 8 events happening at one time. That's my guess.
So 2016.
Your face was priceless, Ange. She just gave this death look that was priceless.
So much stuff.
Yeah, and it's all... I feel like it's too much. I think readers are going to be like, so if I just skip a year, I can start back in 2016 and read again, and it won't be all crazy.
I think it's very Flashpoint. If they do it all at once, it'll be very much like Flashpoint, where they basically shut off all the books, did all these Flashpoint minis to replace
them,
and then did the new 52, and no one bought the Flashpoint minis, but people bought the main.
I don't understand if they are going to do like the relaunch Marvel, like why? Because like all the Marvel Now stuff isn't really... They're not like super into deep into any real.
I think that's one reason why they can do it, but I think the reason they're doing it is because the cash cow for Disney and Marvel is the movie properties.
Right.
So they can
Avengers
align
2
everything.
Is next summer.
So it's
and
just.
I think Avengers 3 is going to be Civil War.
So,
I heard
that's
that.
The tentative
know. Right. That would be cool. I would like to see the movie.
We'll see how it goes, though.
That'd be nice.
Did you also hear that Tony Stark's going to be in Cap 3?
I heard Cap 3 was Civil War, and I heard that they set
maybe.
That up. So Avengers 3, they all have to come together again to fight Thanos. And Avengers 3 is going to be 2 parts, from what I hear.
Oh.
Avengers 3 is going to be...
So Avengers 3 and 4?
Or it might be Avengers Infinity Gauntlet and have the Guardians of the Galaxy fighting Thanos coming to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And them warning the Earth guys, and the second stage would be all the battle on Earth to get the last Infinity Stone.
Oh, so maybe one movie be if Avengers, the other movie be Guardians.
Well, yeah. And so, because like, you know, if it's Thanos come to Earth, that's how they would warn them. So it'd be all the story about how Thanos gets it from like the Nova Corps and where they introduce the other ones, like Asgard, and then they realize that the last gem that he needs is on Earth, and it's him coming to get the last gem.
Interesting.
Or stone, and how they have to stop them and do whatever. And then by that time, the next Netflix series will be out. So those four characters, and then the Defenders movies will be out on Netflix as well. All the stuff on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. that's happening. If they do break people up for Civil War, so it's like Captain America against the government, and then like Tony sides with the government, Cap sides with being himself, and he gets away from S.H.I.E.L.D. Which I don't like, but it's a storyline they've done before, so that's fine. That could be Cap 3. Guardians keeps following the Thanos storyline in Guardians 2. They tie Ant-Man into something somehow. They could do it.
Right.
It's a lot of stuff, but...
Well, they already said, like, when...
They have to have a huge flowchart in, like, one of the Marvel offices.
Yeah.
I imagine Axel's office is just, like, stuff written all over it, like,
big,
all the walls.
A big marker board.
Just all dry erase boards. But he said during his panel at New York, someone asked, like, so are the Netflix series going to be, like, is it going to cross over to Agents? Is it going to cross over to the movies? And his only answer was, they're all one universe. That's all the answer I need to give you. And I was like, what?
Well, I think if so, whatever the actual Avengers, whatever they do with it, and they have like Cap and Iron Man get back together and they do
right.
the true Avengers, you tie in all the other Avengers, which is Falcon and Iron Patriot, and you have, you know, all those guys, the secondary characters. There's rumors that Sony and Marvel have been working together for the rights to Spider-Man.
Yeah.
To share it. There's talks that they want to do a soft reboot with Spider-Man during Sinister Six, and then they share the same actor and properties
going forward.
So he could be in it. That's another thing I want to talk about too, is the whole FF situation. Did we talk about that yet?
I thought we already talked about that.
Getting canceled, and they're like pretty much erasing them from Marvel history. Yeah, I think we talked
about that. Yeah, we talked about that.
So yeah, it's a lot of stuff. Like,
there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, and that's why I think that Marvel in 2015 is going to redo all this stuff. Because is next year Avengers 2? Yeah, next year's Avengers 2.
It's May.
Is it May or is it Cap?
Yeah, they have free comic book day this year.
Oh, okay, then yeah, it's May. Yeah. May 2nd, I think, this year.
That's the one thing I thought was huge. DC doesn't have any of their dates. They didn't take any of the free comic book day weekend slots.
Yeah, I thought that was weird.
Yeah.
Unless Marvel had already taken all of them.
Which they might have. Which they might have. Because Cap 3 is 2016. I think between Cap and Spider-Man, they have them all.
Right, because Marvel and Sony. Next year is just Avengers and Ant-Man, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes?
I think that's right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Avengers first and then Ant-Man like a month or 2 months later.
It's like in August again. Yeah. Like, because Guardians was in August, so Ant-Man was in August.
They do like May and August.
Sweet.
But, yeah, so it should be interesting. It's going to be a lot of stuff. But anyways, the whole – I think what they're going to do is use all these storylines, pretty much steal the name. So Secret War, the image was them all fighting different versions of themselves. And there was like 2099 Ghost Rider on there, which I thought was weird because he's like a horrible character. Yeah. And I thought I read.
Nick Cage coming back, baby. Let's bring him back for this.
What's cool about Ghost Rider 2099 is he went through computer internet lines. Mm-hmm. That's how he went through one place to the other. He went through.
He was a robot.
He was a robot, and he had a chainsaw hand.
Yeah,
he's like, what do kids like in the 90s? Ash from Army of Darkness. Yeah. They like being on the interweb, and they like robots. Let's put a flaming skull on his head, and we got a winner here.
Can't go wrong with that.
No,
it's almost like it's a very small Megazord. Like they were just like, they like Power Rangers, they like Army of Darkness, and they like the internet.
He did ride a motorcycle briefly,
right?
But it wasn't very. It was like a flying motorcycle.
And then when he did his reappearance in some mini, not too long ago, like he still was. He was riding a motorcycle, and then they had Doom 2099 there, and then old actual now Doom. Still there live, like being all frail and tiny. It was really weird.
Doom 2099 was the original Doom.
Yeah.
Him and Fantastic Four 2099, they all went through a portal and got sucked into the future.
Doom was just like, you know what? Screw green. I'm going to wear red.
Yeah. I liked that. He was like silver. He found like a bunch of, it was like adamantium and like redid his whole suit with new tech.
This has popped in my head, but a thought.
Okay.
So maybe the reason they're fighting so hard to get Fantastic Four dead with Fox so that it flops and they can get it back is so that at the end of Avengers 3, if they do Infinity Gauntlet, they can then kick off an Illuminati at the end and have Reed and Submariner and...
They don't own Namor.
Who owns Namor right now?
Paramount.
Really?
Yep.
Are they doing them?
Nope.
They're just bitches.
The two weird people that own strange Marvel properties is Paramount. Like we need that Namor rights, and they bought up the Namor rights. And Lionsgate's like, let's get all over Man Thing, and they bought the Man Thing rights. And that's the only two other.
Oh, like, that sucks. Because I was really hoping for a Howard the Duck Man Thing movie. Nope. That would be awesome.
You'll never see it, unless.
But maybe they're gonna try to buy it back so they could do it though, because they already own Iron Man. Doctor Strange. Oh, they would have to get Charles Xavier.
I think Illuminati's too big. I don't want to see like heroes acting like villains. I don't think the general public does either, because Illuminati is very shady business.
So, yeah, but how cool would it be if they went, if they had done, how cool would it be if they do all the movies that the New Avengers Illuminati series, mini series, focused on? So, like, your Civil War, your Skrull Invasion, your Hulk, your Planet Hulk, there's one more in there, and or your Secret Wars, and there was another one.
Did you say Armor Wars?
Yeah, but that didn't. That wasn't part of the Illuminati mini. And then find out that they were the one orchestrating this whole thing the whole time. Like, how crazy would that be?
Yeah, I would rather just see Silver Surfer show up at the end of Iron Man 3 or Avengers 3.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And be like, hey, he's coming.
And real Galactus show up.
Well, yeah. Or they don't show him. They just have like a CGI like Silver Surfer flying to Earth.
Oh,
and that's how it ends, because everyone else would know, like, shit,
we know what's coming.
Yeah.
As long as they don't make him a giant cloud, I'd be okay.
Yeah, that was awful.
I hated Cloud Galactus.
I was waiting the whole movie to see actual Galactus in that. I'm just like, you don't. I think, don't you see like a very soft silhouette of what he's
It's a cloud,
to
and then like lightning hits it, and you see the silhouette of his head and like part of his shoulders.
That's I'm like, that's disappointing.
I would rather see the giant sphere that he flew around in.
Mm-hmm. There's a sphere, or hell, I would have even kind of been okay with like the ultimate Galactus, which
it's
is like
the mini Galactus
heads.
Ships.
Yeah, they're like,
yeah,
they
that'd
like
be cool.
Landed and they were this, which was still pretty. Actually, I would have been mad about that. Never mind, I take it back.
Right.
Now that I think about it more, I'd be pretty pissed.
Yeah. So, but yeah, so I think all this is going to be to clean up the Marvel universe so it reflects the movie universe.
Maybe
more directly, and I think it's also going to clean up things like, I think that because the X-Men property is not with Avengers, I think they're going to have a clear line where these guys are going to be maybe in the Ultimate Universe. I think there's going to be something where all the mutants get taken off Earth, and it's just like
weird.
Yeah. And maybe Wanda and Peter stay, and everybody else goes to, like, the Ultimate Universe.
Well, you saw the Wanda tease, right?
Yeah, no more mutants. Mm-hmm. Which again? Is the, again. Ugh. Which is, I think that's why how they're going to do it. They're going to have her send them all to the Ultimate Universe, where they're all dead already.
Right.
Because all those guys wiped each other, you know.
Except for, like, Wolverine's kid, who's living in the Savage Land.
Yeah, which is weird. And and until they get the rights, and like until Disney Marvel gets all the rights back, they'll keep them separate, so they're not a part of storylines or anything big, and don't have any kind of clash. Right. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think they should reboot the whole like Marvel universe just to like be like, oh well, now it's more like the movies.
I don't
either.
That
kind of bothers me.
It does. I agree. Yeah. There's so much lineage. I feel like, and also they've always made a conscious effort, unlike DC, where it's all like, listen, this is all one universe, and it's not going to mess anything up. Everyone knows that all these different ones, you're not going to see.
Right.
You know, you might see them for a little bit, but they can go back. But I really think the last 2 or 3 years, they've been just Swiss cheesing the whole, you know, poking holes in all their like continuities
and
just so that they have a way to fix it or have to fix it somehow, and that's going to be it. And I think if you do see the X-Men come back, you're going to see maybe Charles like redoing the whole X-Men again, so him getting the team together.
Right.
Wolverine dead, so maybe he comes back and do a first appearance like version of him again.
Mm-hmm.
What if they do, in that same vein, what if they do when they send the original X-Men back, finally, that they just reboot everything at that moment?
Oh, you mean like the all-new X-Men? They go back from that time? I'd be totally fine with that.
And then all of a sudden, it's back in like the 60s.
Or if they do something where
time shifts up to now.
Yeah, and then those guys are stuck here, and then everything else.
Nothing else has happened yet, and everything just kind of.
Well, you could even have them being young, because they were. X-Men came out after Avengers? Like back in the original.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so.
You could have X-Men be established, older, wiser, and the X-Men be like the Teen Titans, like younger, figuring out their powers, you know, group. And if they go back, so basically they make everyone's origin start in like 2000, you know.
Yeah.
13, yeah.
That'd be kind of neat. Like somehow time shifts up to that.
Yeah.
And they just start all over. They just start the whole company fresh. Like, how crazy would that be?
Here's my only problem with it. If you're going to do it, I don't want to see change for the sake of change. I feel like when they did it with the Ultimate Universe and they were going to go that way, because that's pretty much what they did. It's just like, hey, we're going to start new. Like having Peter Parker's parents build Venom with Oscorp and all this stuff, and they made it all tie in. Like, I don't need those many characters to be ingrained from like the day one. Like, there could just be new people making stuff. It doesn't always have to be established characters. Bring new characters in, cycle old characters out. So that's the only problem I have. Or having like Peter and Wanda being some weird incestuous couple and also being like brother and sister. That was weird. You ever read that? Ultimates?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
strange. Well, you first you were talking about Peter Parker, and then you switched to Quicksilver, and I was like, oh, wait, you mean Peter Pietro. Peter okay, Sir. Okay.
So
the
yeah,
other Peter, okay.
Other Peter. So, yeah, so it's just those are two big problems I have with the Ultimate Universe. And then, like, was Wolverine was part of the Brotherhood for a little bit, and so Cyclops. It's just,
yeah, it was really weird, but... Yeah, I don't know. I think it would be cool, and that would be a good way to keep Wolverine dead for a while, because he's not actually... He wouldn't be a Wolverine.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be the Wolverine for a long time.
Yeah. They could also not have him be a mutant anymore. Just have him be... I heard someone talk about that. It was like, if he didn't have...
Some crazy guys who, like, guy that beats stuff up.
Yeah, he's just like... He's just, you know, James Howlett. Maybe an Inhuman who gets healing... A regular dude who was an Inhuman that gets healing powers, and then...
Just... Boxers everywhere.
Yeah. Then someone, I don't know. It could be interesting. I don't know. It should be. Next year is going to be a lot of changes, I think, for Marvel comics, continuity, and whatnot. So.
I just feel like I was saying before that comics should be their own universe and the movies should be theirs.
I agree.
Like, that's why you have your one nerdy friend who knows about all the comics to ask the questions to after the movie. Like, well, what's this and this? I'm like, well, this happened there, you know?
Right. And it also is a great way to have. Awesome discussions and arguments with your friends who are not the people who read or are only the people that watch
true.
The movies
that
or
happens.
Vice versa.
But I think Marvel and Disney look at it this way. We put out books so people stay interested in these properties until the movie comes out and we make $1 billion.
Well, I don't think they really need to do that, because I feel that because of the Avengers and Thor and Iron Man and everything, people are going back to read the old stuff because there's trades.
That's true.
And so
and
they
that's
are
why they're doing like the epic collections and stuff
right,
now.
And they're actually like, you know, getting into reading whatever, you know, series is or
I agree. But I also think that's why the epic collections
the
aren't everything. It's just they're picking and choosing what they want into it, because that's what they want people to know. Everything else they're kind of like
isn't important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can skip this one, or like in the X-Men ones, like we can skip this issue because we don't own Rom the Space Knight anymore.
Right.
So don't read anything that's happening here. So.
Right. Or just the ones that they're picking are the ones that they're thinking about storylines for the cinematic universe.
Right.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's kind of cool. We'll see where it goes. I mean, I'm fairly interested still. But can I just say that I'm really... The more I watch of Gotham, though, because, the more I watch of Gotham, the more disinterested I am in it. And Flash, I have really enjoyed, except the fact that they turned him into Wally West last week.
What do you mean?
Gave him the stupid having to eat metabolism thing.
Is that stupid? I think that you need to have a drawback in the game.
They eventually ended up writing it out of of Wally West continuity anyway.
Oh, I don't
but know. I was like, oh, really? You're doing so well. But I'm still going to watch it. It was like that episode was really good. The teasers of the images of him fighting Reverse Flash look awesome.
I heard Multiplex in this last episode?
Yeah. Who was the new 52 villain.
He was before that, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he was only in the new 52.
No, because they made a Heraclix of him way before that.
Oh, okay.
That's how I know he's a
Heraclix. But I guess it was not Shade the Changing Man. It's just The Mist, which I was like, really? Okay.
Interesting.
But I'm curious to see how that pans out. It's been really great. Arrow's been freaking awesome. And then next week from today, Constantine. Yeah.
I might actually watch that one.
I'm so excited.
I will be here working, so I will watch it sometime. No, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring my laptop to the show, and you and I are going to sit there and stream it.
Is that going to be our first attempt at riff tracks? Like, we're like, what?
Right? So, But yeah, it'll be cool, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. I never read Hellblazer, so my first folly into the character is going to be in.
I have lots of Hellblazer that's been sitting on my bookshelf. I was telling John earlier, I'm like, it's been sitting on my bookshelf for years, and I'm just starting to read it now, and I feel bad because the Constantine show's out next week, and I should have already known all this stuff.
I'm still kind of bummed that he's not going to be smoking, even though he still has the lighter, which doesn't. Man, whatever.
They might just not show it in the previews. I think it's going to be something they're not going to try to advertise that he's a...
Or, like, well, insinuate in movie, that he's a smoker, but they never
movie,
show it.
Keanu Reeves, like, smoked a ton.
Yeah. Well, it's because Constantine smokes a ton.
Yes, I know.
But, I don't know. I think it'll be pretty good. I'm pretty excited about it. So, and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is still kind of meh.
I heard it was bad this year, yeah.
So far, it started off, the first two episodes were really awesome. And then the next two were kind of like, meh, we're going to slow down. But apparently there's some kind of weird alien, like, language appearing everywhere, and they're trying to collect it, and there's something wrong with Coulson, and he's drawing it everywhere. Like, I don't know if you've looked in the Marvel books, but when you see the one preview, I mean, you see him standing in front of this wall with all these glyphs.
Nope.
Yeah, that's what that is. And then... apparently they're having some kind of contingency plan for if he ever goes completely, you know, apeshit and
maybe stuff. They'll lead to like the Kree-Skrull war.
Maybe.
Like the alien stuff and is gonna
or
be
bring the Kree in more or something maybe. Like that.
Or they have the Skrull side of it and they realize they've been like secret invasion style stuff.
That'd be cool. Well, I mean it's gonna lead into I imagine wherever it ends up will lead immediately into Avengers 2. Because that'll end right before Avengers 2 comes.
Alright. So. Cool.
And they did that with Cap last year, so we'll see. Alright. Well, that's about all I got.
Yeah, I'm
tapped out, man.
Yeah,
tapped
I'm done.
I was just gonna say the two things I were excited about I am excited about from the New York Comic Con is they did announce that Gamora was gonna have her own comic.
Oh yeah.
I love Gamora. She's like pretty kick ass. I like her.
As long as they do it like they're supposed to, like, and she's like really, really just a badass bitch. Yeah.
And like you can say, yeah. That's what I would like. And then they, because of the Edge of the Spider-Verse with Gwen Stacy, they think they're going to do a story with that. Like
they're doing,
more
I don't know if they're
issue.
Doing an ongoing, but it's at least going
like
to be
a mini
of Spider-Gwen. Yeah.
That'll be cool.
And the new Hawkeye.
Oh, yeah. New Hawkeye.
Been announced. Jeff Lemire and...
Gomez. Something Gomez.
No, Perez.
Perez, sorry.
I can't remember his first name. But it'll be awesome. Like, it'll be kind of cool to read. I like Lemire's writing. I just, his art's sometimes pretty funky for me.
I think it's stylized. I think it fits a certain, like, sweet tooth, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, he wrote and drew that, though, so that worked out well for
him. Yeah, exactly. But.
And same with, not Translucid. That was the other thing. Trillium, that was it.
Yes.
So cool. Well, that's about it. So have a good week, guys. Bye.
Bye.